WTMJ's Alex Strofe is here with us in the studio. Alex, what would you like to talk about this afternoon?
We're talking about the Brewers.
Well, I don't know. The news cycle is what? Sarah and Cinnamon, I've heard in the last 15?
Sarah and Cinnamon, that's right.
And the game will go on.
But, and smoke.
But people can smoke. But people can not go to the game and get different tickets, right?
Yeah, they can exchange their tickets if they don't want to sit in the smoke this evening, which, hand up, I don't want to. It's not fun outside right now.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not good.
I feel like I smoked a pack on my walk over here.
So, yesterday we had the statistic that in yesterday's air, if you had to work outside for 8 hours, you smoked half a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, is that it?
That was what it worked.
I figured it'd be more than half a pack.
Feels like it,
but I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to argue with that statistic.
Hey, let's talk Brewers. So,
sure.
I think people are disappointed. They dropped three in a row in Pittsburgh, but they still go into the break with the highest winning percentage for any Brewers team. They have 59 wins. How do you feel about the club with a little less than half the season left?
I feel like they're really good. I think they're better than they were a year ago. I think they're just about World Series good. I don't think they're quite good enough to win a World Series, but I think they're really close.
Wow.
And with the trade deadline coming August 3rd, we've already seen them with some action this week, trading for Lance McCullers, who I know you've referenced in the sports updates throughout the afternoon. They're getting close. They're 59 wins. It's more than any other team has had at the All-Star break. The bats are coming alive. They've had some really nice, fun surprises from young players, and actually not all young players. Jake Bowers is 30 and raking like crazy, leading the team in home runs. So I think they're really good, John. I just still don't think they're Dodgers good, just like the problem we ran into a year ago.
Yeah.
How is the Miz doing? Because he has that arm fatigue.
Yeah, I think this is probably being overblown a bit because, look, he's pitched more innings than he ever has in the majors. It's coming up to the All-Star break. He was scratched from that expected start on Sunday. He's not going to pitch at all this weekend, is what Pat Murphy said before the All-Star break. I think they're just being extra, extra conservative with their ace. We've seen all the injuries they're suffering in terms of pitchers throughout the season, right? Brandon Woodruff, obviously, the best example. So I think they'd just rather have him healthy on October 17th than they would on July 17th. So they'll let him rest. They'll let him get back to 100%, and then it'll be a full go looking to win the Cy Young here in the regular season.
Alex Strofe is with us on WTMJ. I was disappointed to see Prince Fielder's kid dealt away just because it's a cool story, Prince Fielder's kid. But they get a pitcher who can really help them. My question related to that is this, do you believe, the move that the Brewers make, or do they make a bigger move?
No, this is the most Brewers move of all time, right? Lance McCullers was an all-star in 2017. John, that was nine years ago. Where were you in 2017?
Yeah, I'd have to even think. That's a long time. I was here.
You were here.
I was going to say you probably have more hair, but you have a great head of hair. So you probably had the same amount of hair.
John, we knew each other then too.
We did.
I graduated high school in 2017, guys. That's how long ago that was.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
So, just a quick one to make you feel old. But Lance McCullers, he's been injured on and off and on and off. But the Brewers must think there's still something. And we've seen what they've been able to do with pitchers throughout the years. So bring him in. If he can stay healthy, hopefully he's a guy that can help and contribute for them through October.
But is this the move, or is there a bigger move, do you believe?
I would hope there's a bigger move, because I think fans recognize it. I recognize it. You guys recognize that this team is better than they were a year ago or the year prior. You can't treat this year like last year or the year prior. They have a better chance this year. So with the trade deadline looming, I would hope there's still big swings. So I don't think this is the move. I think it is a move.
How are the Marlins?
Fine.
They're kind of a surprise, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're pretty decent.
They're better than they were expected, but I don't think they're looked at, you know, they're not a 59-win team.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming off of what we referenced, the disappointing kind of end of the first half getting swept in Pittsburgh, I would imagine this is a team that's ready to get back to the second half and get a couple of wins and get at least a series win, if not a series sweep, coming off of a rough end to the first half.
Brewers Nation loves Christian Yelich. They're always going to give him a lot of grace. He's really struggling, though.
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to ask you what we need from Yelich. We need him to start hitting, but
correct.
How long do they stay with Yelich? Because of who Christian Yelich is, do they ride this to the end, or does there come a point where if he doesn't get raking at the top of the order, we do something else?
Yeah, it's a great point. I'm open to keeping him in the lineup in that DH spot, but I'm starting to question the idea of him batting leadoff, which they're doing again tonight. He's going to lead off for the Brewers tonight. To answer the first half of your question, though, I would imagine they're going to give him as many opportunities as they would anybody on this ball team, right? I mean, he is their captain, hypothetically, right? He's their theoretical captain. He's the veteran. He's the leader. So they're going to give him as many opportunities, because this isn't a guy you can send back down to AAA, right? He's Christian freaking Yelich. He's a two-time MVP. So he's going to have as many opportunities as possible. And I know Pat Murphy has gone to bat for him how many times over the course of the last 2 months saying, this is our guy. You have no idea how hard he works. So fingers crossed he can get back to almost MVP form, but he's going to have as many opportunities as anybody else.
Speaking of that, do you know how, with form, how Pat Murphy's doing after his surgery?
He's walking out to the mound to make pitching changes now, so that's an upgrade.
Yeah, because even in the news conferences, he's... Before and after, there's a lot of sitting.
I'm by no means a doctor, but I imagine you guys saw the picture of the stuff that came out of his back, right? That
was, yes.
I did.
That was not pretty. Yeah. So I imagine he's feeling better, but still probably not great. But like I said, it was a big revelation. He spent several games sending somebody else out to make pitching changes. And I think about a week before the All-Star break, it was finally him walking back out to the mound, and he's moving a little bit. So that's a sign. But he's still the same old Pat Murphy anytime you listen to him, cracking jokes and making fun of his guys. That's what he does best.
Alex Stroff is with us. Speaking of the guys he loves to make fun of, top of the list is Sal Frelick. Gets a lot of grief for diving for balls, being dramatic. Tell us about Sal.
Well, as the president of the Sal Frelick fan club, I'm happy to do that for you, John. That's not a real club, by the way, but you're welcome to join it.
Well, Julia's in that club, too.
Are you?
I'm the founder.
Yeah, oh, she's big Sal Frelick, too.
As am I. That guy rocks. Yeah, he's starting to get the bat going because it was a rough start to the season offensively for him. We know how good he is defensively. Gold Glover, we saw him make that awesome catch into the wall a week or two ago.
Where he jumped when he didn't have to,
yeah,
that one?
Well, that's what they say, but when you're running full speed, I'm on Team Sal here. When you're running full speed.
No, I am too. I like Sal, too.
I can't run that fast.
It's just easy to give him grief, but I love Sal.
We had Lane on, and Lane said that when he did the call, he made sure he backed Sal.
I heard that. So, but he's really starting to get the bat going. So that's an encouraging sign. He's never going to be a 20 home run guy by any means, but if he can, you know, get you a bloop single or hit a couple doubles, that's what you could use. He's hitting what, eighth tonight? So that's what you can expect out of a great eighth batter or seventh batter, wherever they have him in the lineup. So with Luis Lara coming up, I'm curious if his job's on the line in terms of an everyday starter, but he gets the start here out of the All-Star break. So that's at least an encouraging sign as it stands here in mid-July.
All right, you feeling good?
I feel great.
Maybe one move and they're a step closer to the World Series?
I'd like to see more than one, but if it's a real big one, right? If it's a Joe Ryan, if it's a Tarek Skubal, we're talking top-of-the-line pitcher on teams that are selling, that's just a loner, right? A guy that's going to kind of CC Sabathia-esque in 2008. If they go out and make that move, then maybe I'm feeling differently. But I think they could use a little bit of help in terms of their starting rotation, maybe a reliever, maybe an interior or a left side infielder. So we'll see what they do. I hope they make more moves than they have in the past, and I'm talking splash moves, but I guess I'll never hold my breath because you never know what the Brewers will do.
I hope so, too. He is Alex Stroff. It's always fun. Great perspective. Alex, thank you so much.
Back to cinnamon after this.
Yep, that's right. Stand by.